Back here at the Midwest Sports Center halftime show from the loud and live TJ Fulon Fieldhouse, following the completion of that double overtime thriller, 79-68 is the final. The Rebels are victorious in their own tournament, winning it all for the fifth year in a row. Coach Mapes, first of all, congratulations to you. I asked you before, during the pregame show, how do you get your players motivated for a game that you've played in so many times again and again and again? And this game certainly felt special compared to the rest of them. Talk about the performance of your team, especially late in the game in overtime. What were you seeing from them?
You know, the Christmas tournament is such a fun tournament. Unfortunately, girls don't get to play in front of big crowds all the time, and it was exciting for them, and we knew Steelville was a great team. If we played Steelville 10 times, it could go either way, you know. It was a great game, fun.
A huge performance down the stretch in the fourth quarter in overtime from Skylar Amanetz. By my count, I had 20 points from her. Talk about what she means to your team.
Skylar's been a great player for us for 4 years, and you know, she really stepped up tonight. I thought we could have got beat, and she made plays at the very end to tie it. She made the big three there, and she made free throws down the stretch.
Big free throws down the stretch from your team as a whole. You weren't getting to the charity stripe ball too much in the first three quarters, but in the fourth, did you make any adjustments to draw more contact and get more free throws?
No, I just think we started attacking the rim a little more instead of being passive.
Talk about Hannah Cottrell of Steelville, an absolute great performance from her. You know, the duel between her and Amanette in the fourth quarter in overtime is certainly one to be remembered.
She's a great player. She can handle the ball. She can shoot it. She can post it. You know, she started for them for 4 years, and she's a great player, and they have a great coach over there, too.
You've been now with the Central Rebels for 5 years. Where does this game rank amongst all the games that you've coached for the Rebels?
It was a good game. You know, I don't know if we've had a double overtime game yet. We had a really good one with Saxony Lutheran to get to the Final Four, but this one will rank up there, and I'm proud of the girls and happy for them.
Coach, congratulations. Where do you go from here?
Taking a couple days off.
Taking a couple days off. Well-deserved after a double overtime win like that. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Happy New Year, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Head coach Josh Mapes of the Central Rebels joining us here on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98. Second half action coming up between the Hawks and the Knights after this.